in the days of the ancients, it is a common theme for the elders to gather together quietly to commune. We would oftentimes receive the message of the Lord and the inspiration thereof would give us the power to continue to spread the gospel and the truth and the message. There were times when we were in great physical danger. There were times when we were perturbed and disturbed. There were times when indeed we were materially afraid. But we would gather together at these times and receive the message of the Spirit. We will be guided and directed as to what we should do, and where we should go, and how we should go about it. I look back on those early times, centuries and centuries ago, and I realize indeed how we were led out of the darkness into the light, how we were strengthened, how we were guided, how indeed we were truly inspired by the very power of the Holy Spirit. As I look back, I see that we sowed the seeds, and those seeds since have sprung into fruition. There have been many, many souls since who have had cause to bless the work that was done by many of us in those difficult days. You cannot remember these things, and yet long, long time ago, you once were in that time. You were once one of us. This may seem strange, and I've often deliberated in my mind as to whether I should speak to you on these things. I feel the time has come when you should know a little more. There are those who do not understand in your world. There are those who do not even like the idea of what you term reincarnation. But I say to you, child, it is so. There are souls who, for various reasons, return to earth to do a certain work for a certain time. There are those who are chosen to return that they might be a light in the darkness of that time. Many great souls who have since passed from your world were once individuals who had a mission and a work to do. One could reiterate innumerable names of souls whom I know personally who chose deliberately to return to serve and to work among the children of God. Every age